Now, last week, Glenn Tilbrook and Chris Difford went down to Greenwich because PRS for Music, an organisation that likes to honour groups and who've, you know, got a great history of music, a special plaque was erected at to Greenwich Dance Hall, where Squeeze first ever performed back in 1975. Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook, the songwriters and members of Squeeze, went down there. Chris said, "I'm humbled that the birthplace of Squeeze has been chosen to be marked in this way." And Glenn Tilbrook's quote was, "It's a pleasure to return to the place where we performed a Squeeze way back in 1975. I still buy my cheese just up the road." Squeeze's Call for Cats album is our featured album this week. Was their second album, came out in 1979, and as far as hit singles goes, the most successful album they ever made. They got four hit singles on it, one of which was called Up the Junction. And I spoke to Chris Difford on a rather dodgy mobile just before the show and asked him about his memories of that song.
My memories of Up the Junction go back to a very, very early Squeeze tour. We were in America, and, you know, when you're away from home, you kind of dwell on home, you kind of think about it. And we were in New Orleans at the time, and unfortunately, we didn't have enough money to actually stay in the city, so we stayed outside on the freeway in a horrible sort of motel. And bored as we were, we sat down and wrote Up the Junction. And my lasting memory of it is our manager, Miles Copeland, saying it would never be a hit because it didn't have a chorus.
It made number two, that one.
It made number two, yeah. And it's one of those songs like Virginia Plain that only has the title in it once, and the title is right at the end of the song.
What's it like writing songs with Glenn?
Well, Glenn and I haven't written any songs together for the past 10 or 12 years, so it's, you know, I adore looking back on the time when we used to write ferociously together. It's something that just came very naturally to us. We're just about to go to Italy for a week to see if we can rediscover the old flame, and it's quite frightening in one respect because we haven't written together for such a long time, but actually I'm really up for it. I think it's going to be lots of fun.
Could there be any crockery or saucepans flying around at any point, do you think?
I think there'll be a few hidden daggers and a few axes to be buried in the garden. That's all I'm hoping for. I hope we can both have an open mind about it, which I'm sure we can. We're adults and we've known each other for 37 years now, and although we've only actually spoken for a few of those years, hopefully we can build a bridge back to our friendship.